There was a calming spirit here, I thought, today. I've been here every year, and today just seemed very spiritual.
The calm, breezy January morning is a far cry from the bloody killings in 1863, when hundreds of Shoshone men, women, and children were slaughtered just north of Preston, Idaho. Melody Perry's husband, Darren, is the chairman of the Northwest Band of the Shoshone Nation, and he leads the memorial of the massacre as a way to remember the past, including his own ancestors who were killed at the Bear River Massacre. Though the massacre is a somber stain in history, Melody says the memorial and her husband's work are good for building bridges in the community.
I think we can be better just to listen to history from every perspective, like Darren says. He's wonderful at bringing people together and building bridges, and I think that really should be everyone's purpose, is to build bridges and try to be better to help everyone, not just the side of the perspective that you believe in.
Communication and openness to other perspectives are things the community is still working on today, according to Miss Shoshone Bannock, Stormy Perdash. This can be seen through the controversial issue of school mascots that perpetuate stereotypes against Native Americans.
It portrays our people as savages or hostiles, and it starts with the youth, I believe, and that kind of damages their sense of identity as Native people.
Two schools in Idaho have announced plans to retire Native American mascots and imagery after pressure from the Shoshone Bannock and Nez Perce tribes. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.